Well, Dean, obviously that's a disappointing local derby result for you. What were your views of the game and the performance?
I thought there was nothing in the game, if I'm honest. I thought we started a better team, went and pressed them. I thought Elmo did really well, certainly with his pressure on the right-hand side. We won the ball back. We've had a big chance with Tammy. If he takes that, it's a different game. They've had a couple of counters where Murphy got in and didn't finish, and Tyrone's made a really good tackle. And it to'd and fro'd, really. I thought it was two even teams battling away against each other. You know, and then they get a throw-in. We don't deal with the throw-in well enough, get it back to the thrower, and he puts in probably the first quality cross of the game. And the lad flicks it over Callie. I felt then for 3 or 4 minutes we lost our way. Only 3 or 4 minutes, because I think the disappointment of the goal, our wide player played a little bit deeper then, and we went and pressed on our own and they passed it. But we can't give goals away like we did today, you know, against a team with the players that West Brom have got, relegated last season from the Premier League. And we give the ball away on the edge of the box, where Connor should probably stay on his feet, and Rodriguez scores with his foot this time off the post. So, you know, second half they showed no ambition coming forward. They just wanted to defend in numbers, and we didn't show enough quality to, you know, to get back into the game. I can't question lads' work rate, work ethic, attitude, but we lacked a little bit of quality, if I'm honest, and creativity.
And sometimes at Villa Park, you must have picked on it, the atmosphere can get very tense. What would you say to the fans during when it's not going well?
Nothing. Listen, it's our job to go out there and make the fans get off their seats and get behind us. You know, as I said, you can't question the work ethic of the players. I just felt that we lacked quality at times, and creativity. Hence me, you know, throwing a young kid on for his debut today. You know, we huffed and puffed today without showing enough quality to score. Listen, we should have took the lead. You know, Tammy won't have many, you know, better chances than that. You know, we'd worked, planned on winning the ball back high, and we did it really well. And Elmo's put it on a plate for him, but we didn't take it. And unfortunately, you know, goals change games.
You're going to lose John McGinn for 2 games now with his suspension. Is there any sign of Grealish coming back or not?
Well, I'm hoping that he might be pushing for the bench for next week. He certainly won't be fit enough to start. But again, I'll be guided certainly by the medical staff and on how he recovers and when he recovers.
And the news on Kalinic?
He was dizzy. You know, he's come from the Jupiler League, where, you know, the goalkeeper's a bit more protected than they are here, and he's got a whack in the head today and was dizzy at half time, so he had to come off.
Was that any part of the goal or not?
I don't think so. I mean, I thought the lads flicked here. I can't see anybody stopping that. You know, you know, it's one of them ones where he just gets his head, manages to get his head to it and diverts it over the top of him into the far side. So, you know, I don't think, you know, there were 2 soft goals from us, and, you know, that's the biggest disappointment for me, because there was nothing in this game today.